As the fog rolls into the dirty, filth-filled back streets of merry old London, a scream rings out in the night, echoing against the harsh brick walls. Another horror of the night has nearly claimed a victim, feeding upon the weak and defenseless. But before the meal is to be had, a shot rings out, a report against those who would prey upon the downtrodden. The Rippers have arrived to take back the night, and the night will not go down without a fight. A game centered around the action-packed Savage World setting, Rippers. Join Rippers and show the beasts of the night that humanity will not disappear into the darkness without a fight. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Unless you're talking okay, about... so the wonderful abilities of recorders, we're going and heading and retconning that, so that never happened. And we're not going to tell you people what happened. You're just going to have to guess. Something horrible happened.
Donkeys were involved.
So was porn.
Hey, it's not my fault. You guys were the ones that rolled it.
That's why it's unspeakable.
Anyway. It's unspeakable, dude. Stop talking about it.
I thought we were going to talk about it.
Did you really have to do the stuff with the fire hydrants?
Shut up. Stop talking about it. Alright, so, you guys finished doing your shopping in Canada, hop across on the boat.
Another trip across the old pond.
Nice trip across the old pond. And you guys land back in England. Hold on really quick. Alright, so...
I'm going to get that looked at.
So, I take it you're heading off to go back home. Oh, hello, dear! This feels strangely familiar.
Deja vu!
Ivan, let me guess. You go off and start looking for a dagger smith, a dagger maker who can do silver.
Can roll again, or is
yeah, go ahead and roll. Go ahead and roll again.
Oh, four.
Two, minus two. You actually find someone as you go. I never went to this part of the mini map.
Wow,
you have found
something's already changed.
You have found the silver weaponsmith. He thinks it's kind of a bit odd that you'd want throwing knives made out of silver.
And normal knives.
Kind of a bit odd, but sure he can do it. Let me look at the cost of a knife.
Something like half
a... Actually,
let me go ahead and do a bit of research, because he's going to charge you on the per silver basis rather than the knife part of it.
Right. So basically what this is he will pay upon completion of the...
He'll pay on completion. Because, for example, if it's going to take like a pound of silver to make these knives, that's going to cost differently than just double cost shanker.
Yeah.
All right, you two go to the lodge. As you're about to turn the door handle, you go, Wait.
Hold on. Oh, you stand on that side, I'll stand on this side. Open!
And you guys walk in and have six or seven guns pointed at you guys. Like, who's there?
It's us. Don't point your guns this way.
Oh. Okay. Good to see you guys are back. Thydon and Donovan have gone missing.
I think you should leave a couple of people behind, but not us.
Oh. Where's the other two?
I believe Lee mentioned something about needing to buy some silver daggers.
Well, maybe you should go grab them. Because right. We're going to fan out and start trying to ask around and see what we can find.
Don't leave without us.
I'm pretty sure the people in that know what happened now.
Shut up!
Well, they still don't know what was up with the fire hydrants.
It's true.
And the donkey.
Yeah.
And the porn.
Anywho.
We gather you guys.
I just got home. I was sitting down.
Some of your friends have gone missing.
Damn it.
I'm loyal.
Right.
Well, is it solid ground?
No, the ground doesn't move underneath you.
Yes.
If it says earthquake, I'm going to be like,
as we all know, the ground doesn't move.
If earthquakes in London, there's something else that's slightly...
Is there
bigger.
Even a fault line near London?
The island is moving!
The island is actually an ancient weapon of mass destruction created by a race that's long
okay.
Dead.
No, it's actually a giant turtle.
That, the Stonehenge was the,
Mars was actually
was the
a spaceship they
smoking
made.
Barrel.
In what?
An ancient civilization made Mars a spaceship.
Okay.
That nice. Was, wasn't that an Invader Zim?
Yes.
All right, so you guys head back and they'll say, all right, we will go ahead and leave. Let's see, who were the people... We'll go ahead and leave Travis, Voki, Tony. Hold on.
So that leaves Den, Horace, and...
We're going to leave behind Travis,
Voki, and
Voki,
and Tony.
And Tony. Those are going to guard the log.
Yes.
All right. So that will leave
Den, Horace,
Den, Horace, and Ruta out gathering information with you guys.
So all we're right. Moving as a group of seven right now?
No. Break up in a group of four and a group of three.
Okay. Do you want to send two PCs with them and,
No, you guys should probably go on your own.
Okay.
Because I'm not running two encounters at once.
All right. Did anyone else get the strangest sense of deja vu?
Yeah, like, we've been here before. Didn't we come to the docks a little while ago?
Is there a Chinese man?
Yes. Yes, the boat arrived.
Oh, right. That's where we came from. Say, it's a thief from the Royal Museum.
As these two are kind of standing here going, what? Huh?
Yeah, that's weird, strange. I'm watching you.
Alright, go ahead and be streetwise. Alright, let's see if I can actually assist this time.
I'll assist someone.
I'm gonna assist Ivan. I failed to assist.
Man, we got some all-star rolling going on here.
That we haven't quite gotten used to the time warp.
I got a 3. I do not assist.
I got 8.
7. Okay. So as you are going around, you're conveniently talking with this guy,
Is that why I got 7? Is because I don't have the -2 for being an outsider?
As you're kind of walking around. This is one of the... Yeah, you know, there were these couple of guys who were asking around not too long ago. And it was kind of strange. It kind of stuck out. All they were really asking questions about was the East India Company. So...
East
India. I saw your friends. I don't know where they went, but I know they were talking around about the East India Company.
Okay.
Huh.
East India Company.
What were they asking?
I'm just asking what I knew about it. Any ships that were in dock?
What'd you tell
them? Oh, yeah. The East India Company has an office up in the western side of London. And, of course, there's always East India ships in the dock.
Huh. Well, why don't we go check those out, then?
Did you send them to one, or...?
I didn't send them anywhere. They're just asking around. They just talked to me.
Which ones are in harbor, do you know?
I know HMS Livery, HMS Stalwart, and the HMS Jewel.
Something draws me to the library. No.
That's all I know.
Well, we can... ask around them as we head west towards the
Probably a bit
office.
Okay. As you guys are going, go ahead and give me notice checks.
As did I.
I got 11.
All right. You three recognize that there are four fashionably dressed women with little hand muffs who seem to be kind of going in the same direction as you. It does kind of make sense. I mean, these girls do look as though they're slightly more dressed up than the rest of everyone else in East End, but they've been headed in your direction for a while now. Alec, they're packing. You're used to having to deal with people packing guns into strange locations and attempting to look subtle. These four are packing heat.
Who's standing next to me, I suppose?
Me.
Ivan, actually.
Well, I guess...
Ivan is up and ahead of you.
Yes. I will attempt to nudge them and let him know that they're packing.
Okay, so you nudge and let's see what happens. Let me see. Let's see a thing.
They're packing.
And what?
Back and eat.
They got guns.
At this point, it looks like this one noticed you nudge, and she nudges her friends, and this is where we draw cards.
Nope.
Yep.
You're trying to explain.
Yay!
This is my first trip.
I'm apparently slow because I'm like, and he's like, what? All right, now Ryan. You overheard him, of course, saying that those four people are packing. So you whisk around and see that there are four men behind you and four elegantly dressed women. As a good, upstanding Englishman, what is your reaction? He has code of honor.
I understand why this is happening.
I'll walk up to that man.
Lay down your arms, sir.
This should be over without a fight, if possible.
Give me an intimidate.
Then he actually draw his sword, too.
Yes. That's why it's an intimidate. Now, the thing is if...
Six, or four, I guess.
Plus two for the Joker. It's a six.
It's a six, yes.
Now, for example, if this gets out and becomes public knowledge, you will actually lose a point of status because he is now accosting civilians armed. And that is not something that a good gentleman does. But in his mind, this is a cabal agent who's about ready to jump you guys.
Yep.
He is not a citizen.
Lay down your arms, sir.
Okay, Jessica.
Ada Spade, you look around and see the four women who look like they could be packing heat. They're dirty ruffians. They eat that they bowler hats. See? Bowler hats.
The bowlers, of course.
I think he's trying to confuse them. Okay. I'll slowly walk forward and draw my weapon.
Okay. Trying to look up.
Yeah.
Ivan.
What did I notice?
You, looking back over your shoulder, now that it's been pointed out, yes, you can see those four women who are trailing you. You can see at this point they're doing this. And this is the position that their hand is in.
I walk up.
Up or towards them?
Towards them.
One, two, three, four, five.
Towards them.
Oh, these?
Yeah. You guys take cover. It's going to get dangerous. Wrong people. It's the women.
What?
The women?
Look at them.
They will go ahead and move, though. Since you warned these two, I will give them basically 3 inches to move.
Three squares?
Yeah.
Inches.
They're inches. Okay. The four women draw and fire.
Remember, Ryan, you can use your card to have them hit Ivan.
Two of them are going to be firing at you. Two of them are going to be firing at you. The ones who are firing at you are going to have a +1 because of your... Oh! Because you accosted...
Women?
Because you accosted the wrong people. All right, Ivan. One and one. Shots go wild.
Do they jam?
No, they do not jam. Okay. As you hear them go, oh, I ruined my muff. Four ones in a row.
What the hell?
Obviously, I draw my knife and I'm going to move towards them.
Well, running is an action, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So I couldn't draw my knife and run.
Yes, you could, but you'll have to give me an agility check.
We have a minus two.
I'll just move up and draw my weapon.
Okay.
Your knife?
Yes, my knife. I'm supposed to be a melee fighter.
The knife has been an interesting night. No. No. Yes.
Thank you for sucking up those.
Hey, I got above a four for once.
It's a card I just drew for myself. I just had fun. Okay. Ivan, tonight is a very strange night. There's something strange about gaming on finals week.
The universe is telling me I should be studying, apparently.
I could be leveling now, couldn't I?
You will hit with a raise.
Deflection on me.
Bam!
You
right.
Oh, yes, they will have that minus four, and they will have it in their face.
I'll charge forward.
One, two, three, four, five. Okay. Nine of spade goes before nine of diamond.
And sweet! Sweet! I'm sorry to have to do this to a lady.
Do you have code of honor?
No.
Okay.
I can't be sorry not to do this to a lady.
Yeah. What are your hindrances, actually?
Loyal, enemy, and orders?
That's right.
Loyalty. 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 Stubborn.
If suddenly a U.S. military officer ran up and said, "Do not attack those women!"
Don't shank those women! Those are my wives!
They're trying to kill me!
That happens to me all the time!
Alright, I suppose I take a swing at him. Okay. I'm aiming for non-lethal. As you know, as non-lethal as you can get with
okay, it. That will be a minus two then.
Basically, what you're doing is you're socking them with the bottom of the knife. So,
whack!
Yeah, you're pummel striking. You will be at a minus two for attempting to subdue.
And, yep.
Because it is not a weapon built for subduing. Knives are usually built for shanking.
Would I have a problem with that.
Punching do anything? Well, punching would mean I'd be at a minus two. No, well,
oh, you'd just be doing your strength damage.
Well, I'll pommel strike him. Nope.
Four will miss. Jessica, and your three cards.
Hit me.
Yes.
See, that would give you a 5-14.
He has to
is this hide it. Railing? What is this?
Yeah, basically that's kind of railing, kind of overlooking some of the Thames. The river.
One round.
Okay.
Okay. I suppose I'll just lean over so I don't shoot those guys and try and hit the one on the
okay. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You will be at medium range.
Mm-hmm.
Minus one.
Two.
Two. One. About what they did. Trust me.
Sorry, I didn't know any minuses. Otherwise I would have moved.
And move. You'll still miss, but... Jessica. Ryan.
You're Jessica now, Ryan.
All right. Yeah, let's go home, baby. All
right.
Can I go home to Amanda?
Can I
that's it, yeah.
Can I disarm? Is that...
Yes, you can... You could disarm a woman. Okay. Obviously, she's hysterical. As both the men in the group are like,
all right, I will attempt to disarm.
I feel awkward doing this.
All right, first you have to hit her.
Hit her pair.
Fighting?
Yeah, that is indeed fighting.
No.
Pair of twos. You're just like, please put it out.
This was a round full of fail.
Dude. All right.
Got 14 to wait my deflection.
Okay.
Besides that, it's been wrong with that.
5, 6.
Ah, I'll see. What? I'm sorry, I do not understand.
5 ones in a row, Andre.
This one's going to attempt to hit you using a pistol and close combat.
I'm unarmed and that's ball.
4, that is not your parry.
7 is my parry.
So I shot at Alec. 5.
Parry is 5.
Then she will shoot you. Doing 8.
She fails to damage me.
It has AP 1.
Toughness is 8.
So she will shake you. It matches.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't believe they don't have psychic energy, so here goes a long shot!
No!
He's
I'm embarrassed that, you know, the other ambushes were so effective.
Apparently the PC presence just...
They're like, what? What's going on? There aren't supposed to be PCs here.
There you go. At least I go before someone this time. Jessica, you react first.
I got a 22.
As you know, this is a 12.
12?
Huh? Oh, yeah. It's only 10.
10 and 2, yeah.
Yep.
Sorry.
I got 5. I need to get hit again.
Yeah, I'm definitely hit.
Same as the first. I got a 7.
7 will easily hit.
Oh. Sitting at 15 wasn't the best choice.
10. Nope, 10.
I don't like shooting her.
Actually, 14 is basically where you want to stop. 14,
13. I usually play a bit riskier than that.
Alright.
It all depends on how risky you want to play.
Again.
Nope.
You're just working on so carefully on not hurting her. Okay. That woman got shot, so...
Fragile frame.
Missed on Ryan. Hit Alec, because you're a 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
8. 9. That's a second shaken, which will turn into a wound. If you soak this, you will also soak up your shaken.
So you
have to react. Why not? I'll soak this. I'll attempt to soak.
D10, D6.
What?
Nothing. It's just a weird night, dude. Yep, you easily soak. And then the long shot! Well, at least I got a Benny out of this. Alec.
Oh, thank you for hitting me, lady.
Bloody yank!
Three.
Nah. Ivan.
Agility check to draw both knives.
I would recommend you use your wild die.
Yeah.
But this is an action.
Yeah.
You easily draw.
That's it.
That's it. That's your action.
Okay.
You know, that edge has paid for itself.
I get a 5 again.
You like that number.
Hey, they've soaked a Benny so far.
I'm going to stay at my 16.
Good choice.
6, finally. Does that hit her parry?
Yes. Now
7, in fact.
Now it is an opposed strength check.
Okay. Damn you.
You need a 15.
I had an 11.
You know how much I bloody paid for this thing?
What the? Bloody hell.
Rock gauntlet.
Is that thing like locked?
Locked muff.
That's why they didn't do anything the first round or miss so much. They had to lock their muffs.
Yeah. You run up. She's not dead. Okay, Ran.
Mm-hmm.
Alec.
You know what?
Shank. Just going for straight up cutting her.
How could you do that to a lady?
Easily.
She's trying to kill me. Yes, just take away her implement. Then she can't kill you.
She also can't kill me if she's on the ground bleeding.
That's just horrible.
As they argue over a little
bit. You've never dealt with angry prostitutes before, have you?
Heavens no!
I'm sorry, brothels are pretty common now.
Ever played Red Dead Redemption?
Foe.
4! Nothing. Apparently she's one waska we go.
Okay, I'll stab once on the ones that haven't shot me.
Okay.
Trying to get them to look at me.
Giving gingham. Okay, so swing at this one. You have a plus +1. And then,
got a 7.
That will actually hit her. And on the other one.
Hit
with a raise.
Okay, Okay, and it's a d6 plus my strength, which is a d6.
Knives are d4, my friend.
Yeah.
D4? Yeah, knives are d4.
Yes.
So yeah, the first one, d4.
Yep. So it's
D4 and a d6, so then a d4 and 2d6.
Oh. Yeah. Four will do nothing. Because you add them together.
And then roll 2d6 and a d4.
Yep. Seven! That will shake her.
Their turn.
Their turn. Alright, first she'll attempt to shake, which she does not. Alright, so one attack on Alec, one attack on Ivan. Nothing and nothing. Okay. New round. Probably did soak up like 3 or 4 of my cards.
There hasn't been a Joker in a while.
Yay! I go first!
That's cool.
Alright, she attempts to unshake. And does so with a raise. Alright, this is now bullet number 4 of their 6 shooters. Alec! 9?
My parry's a 5.
And she'll hit you with a raise. Ivan? Ryan.
As usual, Alec is the one who gets hit with a raise.
You got the tough one.
As usual, Alec gets
12, the one, like, 13. That'll actually be one wound on you, won't it?
My toughness is a 9-8 because they have
that will indeed be a wound.
Okay. You know what? I'll take it.
You're wounded and shaken.
I have nerves of steel for a reason.
You're right. It is wounded. Jessica, you were next up in line.
Hi, Poker. And make sure she's...
She is unconscious. She's
make sure
out.
She doesn't bleed out.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going to be doing.
Oh, ow!
You okay, good man? See what I told you? 6.
That will hit!
Oh my
no,
goodness.
Opposed strength!
Okay.
5.
Yes.
You finally deserve her! Ha ha! Ha ha
ha! I toss it into the bay.
Alec.
Now what will you do, Kerr?
That was a waste of money.
No. You do not unshake. Ivan.
Not my fine power.
I
want to
do that than attacking me.
Okay.
I get a plus 2 on 1.
Yes, so go ahead and stab at the one on Alec. This one, you do not have the plus 1 for gang up on.
Because I didn't get to attack this round.
Yep.
No.
Nope. And then this one has a plus 1 to hit.
Plus 3, because she's unarmed, right?
Yes. Yeah. You have no problem stabbing an unarmed woman. You will hit with a raise.
Nope.
And the d6. A raise.
Oh.
Shank!
Well, I suppose if it's a...
Now you've disarmed a woman and she was murdered right in front of you!
Well, that was a cat fight, so I can't get in the middle of those.
And I get the Joker.
You know, that's kind of strange. 10, 10, 10, 8, Joker.
Alright. I'll shoot Ivy first.
Nothing.
I'll shoot Ivy. 7 will hit. 9 is a second shaken.
Another wound.
That'll be another wound.
Ryan, you need some healing.
Ryan,
has to hit me.
You could trade Alec.
I could trade you.
But then you would toss it onto Ivan.
No, you can toss it onto a foe.
Character.
It says friend or foe.
Adjacent character.
You're right.
They're not characters?
They're NPCs. They're extras. You could do that on, like, an enemy wild card.
Okay, that was my thought. Is
okay.
Anybody you could throw it on.
It could be technically be non-player character, but they're not characters.
Well, but then it can't be a foe, which it says this could be played on
a
friend or foe.
You can play it on a foe. An enemy wild card. That's a character.
Yeah, no, but you said player character, which is not a player. You can't have a player.
So who gets to go next?
10 of